This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This weekend brings one of the biggest events on the outdoor enthusiast calendar, and that would be National Hunting and Fishing Day. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, that special day honoring anglers, hunters, and other folks who enjoy the outdoors is nearly upon us, and numerous special events are scheduled to celebrate this special occasion during the fourth weekend in September. In fact, a couple of two-day events are scheduled, including National Hunting and Fishing Days in southern and northern Illinois. And even better, certain celebrations planned for this special weekend are among the largest and the oldest in the nation. National Hunting and Fishing Day events are expected September 24th at Nilo Farms near Brighton, and again for September 24th and 25th at John A. Logan College in Carterville and Silver Spring State Fish and Wildlife Area in Yorkville. National Hunting Fishing Days provides an opportunity to showcase and celebrate the hunting and fishing heritage. The support and dedication of anglers and hunters helps make fish and wildlife management programs possible, and those who enjoy the outdoors recognize and appreciate the tremendous contributions of sportsmen and women wildlife conservation. Now, Winchester's annual event at Nilo Farms is among the nation's oldest hunting and fishing days celebration. Now, in its 45th year, this event will again feature many of the popular attractions from the previous year. And those attending will have an opportunity to test their shooting skills, see top-notch hunting dogs perform, and win one of the many various attendance prizes. Other attractions typically include archery shooting, black powder demonstrations, air rifle shooting, a child gun safety program, and tours of the Nilo kennels. The day concludes with a special drawing for Winchester ammunition. And more than two dozen vendor displays include various conservation groups, hunting clubs, outdoor artwork, waterfall corals, boating, hunting, and fishing equipment dealers, and food and refreshments will also be available. The event began as a vision several decades ago and now has developed into a full-blown national celebration. Winchester representatives feel the celebration, like the sport it represents, has become a deep-rooted tradition that annually serves to introduce millions of Americans to the outdoor sports. Now, as in the past, admission to this event at Nilo is free. The activities begin at 9 a.m. and conclude at 4 p.m., and once again, that's going to be September 24th, this Saturday, at Nilo Farms near Brighton. And in addition to one of the nation's oldest celebrations, Illinois is home to the country's largest and recently reorganized National Hunting and Fishing Days event. This celebration now celebrating its 25th year and is scheduled for September 24th and 25th at the John A. Logan College campus in Carterville. The Southern Illinois National Hunting and Fishing Days celebration is recognized as the largest National Hunting and Fishing Days event in the nation, and activities in Carterville are scheduled from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday and from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking and admission are free here as well. And according to event promoters, several special attractions headline this 29th anniversary event. Even more interesting is the seemingly countless list of activities and attractions, and there's truly more activities than any one person can do at this event. Attendance prizes will be awarded regularly during the two-day celebration, and these will be given to adults who are in attendance when their names are drawn. The Southern Illinois celebration features some 200 vendors and also includes a youth activity area featuring archery, shooting sports, and fishing. Other activities include a wildlife and nature art show, seminars on fishing, game preparation and outdoor cooking, a buckskinner's village, and a tomahawk throwing area. And visitors can see the dog world area, boat RV and ATV displays and demonstrations, taxidermy displays and competition, deer head measuring, hunting and retriever dog demonstrations, trap range, and special fishing display. And the Northern Illinois celebration is at Silver Spring State Fish and Wildlife Area, and it features free admission and free hands-on activities for all ages, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on September 24th and again on 25th. Activities at the Northern Illinois Celebration include over 100 vendors, along with canoe rides, fly casting and tying demonstrations, kids casting competitions, a historical reenactment encampment. Other events include dog demonstrations, an outdoor women's seminar, instructions on canoe paddling, dog training, archery, shotgun and BB gun shooting, RV, ATV, and boat displays. So there's plenty to do this weekend if you're an outdoorsman. Looks like fishing is beginning to take a hold at our area of waters, including our three big Corps of Engineer lakes. At Lake Shelbyville right now, Bass were rated fair to slow and are scattered over the weekend from deep and are in shallow areas near coves and plastic jigs and spinner baits. The lake level is up just a bit right now, and catfish were rated fair to good off the flats and near holes in most baits, with some trot lines taking good numbers of fish over the weekend. And crappie are still a bit slow. There are a few coming in on minnows over the deeper brush piles and trees, and should improve with a cool front. Walleye and sauger, were fair to slow on jigs and crankbaits off the flats, and white bass were slow to fare over the weekend on jigs and twisters and spoons. Now, Carlisle Lake, it's looking very good right now. It's near normal pool. It's up a little bit. Water temperatures are in the mid to upper 70s, and white bass are still chasing shad on the surface. Shallow running crankbaits, slab spoons, jigs, little Georges are all pulling in these fish off the points in the shallow shorelines. It seems like these windswept shorelines are holding these fish like they do every fall, and it's starting up as we speak, so to say. And largemouth bass, it's about the same as it's been. It's been rated fair, and it's not changed all that much, but the catfishing has been superb. A lot of catfish coming in, and good numbers of these fish are being taken on all types of live and commercial catfish baits, and the crappie still rated slow, just not a whole bunch to report from the crappie at this time. Now, at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs, all yielding fish in the Jackie Branch of Sandusky Cove and below the dam. Crappie are rated excellent. They've been excellent since early this year and haven't changed. It just seems like they keep producing good numbers of crappie. This lake is loaded with mealworms, small medium to medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, all yielding fish from the shore near structures. The hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill are rated good on small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets in the Sailboat Harbor. And channel catfish, another excellent bet. Lots of these fish being caught on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Try using leeches in moving water. Drift fish to flats, a popular method there. And set lines 3 to 4 foot deep and fish over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use area. And the white bass, they've turned on a little bit now. They're rated good. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly-tail grubs producing good numbers of fish around the 154 bridges. They're also fishing along the rocks and drop-offs, and fish in the shallow bays and brushy cover for bushes for good numbers of these fish as well. And we're catching a few fish at home. Duck hunting season's coming up very quickly, so we got to be aware of that. And keep in mind that the fishing is just going to keep getting better. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.